The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks.
Hello, Kathy Keller. Hello, Simon Anstey. Hello, everybody in studio and listening.
Thank you. How are you?
She's sounding way too sweet today. There's something wrong.
Yeah,
something
like what
wrong.
You brewing, Rolene?
Yeah. I'm not brewing anything. It's summertime in Israel. We've just had quite a fabulous weekend with lots of J-Lo type love, Standards and Poor like us. I'm in a good mood. Why not?
Okay, well, that is good reason. Why don't we start there? Because that is a good news story. What is this? What does Standard and Poor's have to say?
Okay, so Standard & Poor, who give credit ratings and determine how strong various economies are, this international credit agency not only has reaffirmed, but they upped Israel's rating to AA. So in August 2018, we were given an AA rating. It was reaffirmed in February, and again, it has been reaffirmed. Now, why is this so special? I mean, all the smart people know that Israel is the place for investors to invest if you're really, really smart. But if you look at the situation where we currently stand as of February this year, we really are facing the odds. I mean, we've got a second election coming up next month, which brings with it a lot of volatility. So there's eternal political issues. There are various criminal investigations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And while the global economy and the shekel performed very, very strongly on the news that he had won the previous election, there is still this issue of the impending investigations. And of course, being in the neighborhood that we live in with such players like Iran, it does create a situation of tension, as
correct,
we know.
Yeah.
So Standard & Poor's say, not little Israel. Israel's economy is robust. It is strong. It is showing continuous strong growth. In fact, if you've been watching the shekel, we've been gaining against the U.S. greenback, against the pound, against all major currencies, which is a good thing and a difficult thing, because many people in Israel earn their income based in dollars. But Israel's economy, which is strong and which Standard & Poor define as diversified, competitive, and resilient. And they say that we can be expected to grow annually by at least 3%. So take that, BDS. I guess your desired effect.
Sometimes results are just results, Ro. They don't always have to be about BDS. Sometimes they're just good results.
I know, but sometimes, you know, especially after the weekend that we've just had, and also after the week we've just had, it's nice just, you know, sometimes to just, you know, zuch a little bit.
I totally get it. And there we are, standing on the edge of a precipice, about to perhaps have a Moody's downgrade, and you going to AA. I mean, that really is quite remarkable in light of all the challenges that Israel faces. And J-Lo, did I read correctly that she has 100 million followers? Is that possible?
You did read that correctly. And you know, it's quite sad. She's not the most followed person, you know, on the internet. But she's arguably the biggest star in the world today. You know, triple threat. She's an actress. She's a dancer. She's a singer. She's just fabulous. And boy, did she show this country some love last week, both her family and her fiancé, Alex Rodriguez. I mean, you know that what I know about sports is dismal. However, right now, I am the biggest baseball fan, even though he is retired. I mean, he was a Yankee. I mean, what I know about Yankees are, you know, it's a North and South kind of language. What do I know about baseball? But some serious love. And, you know, in all seriousness, let's have a look at this. And there was an article, I think I sent it to you, Kath, in Yedot Ahronot, the biggest daily here in Israel, saying that J-Lo did more for Israel's image than politicians did. And, you know, let's unpack it. First of all, it was the simple down-to-earth love that she and A-Rod and the family showed us. They mingled with Israelis. You know, they didn't keep a distance like most celebrities do. They swam in the sea with us on the weekend. They ate at the same restaurants that we did. You know, without this, us and them, despite the campaigns that Israel's detractors embarked on, she stood firm. Her manager said, Tel Aviv deserve J-Lo and J-Lo deserves Tel Aviv. She showed some serious love. And Kathy, I know that she can't compete with having me sing happy birthday to her like you
Not had. A lot competes with that, Rolene, I just want to say.
But no one can compete with that, Kath. But she did have 60,000 Israelis singing happy birthday to J-Lo
happy
the
birthday.
Other night. She was fantastic. She sounded great. She showed us the love. Friday, she went to the Kotel. Very, very moving to see pictures of her with her children at the Kotel, then at a Sasara, holy to her as a Catholic, the Via Dolorosa, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and just beautiful messages posted by her and A-Rod to, in particular, the Israeli people. And it shows you how, you know, it's done. And a lot of Israelis, you know, naturally, we all have opinions on this. And many of us felt she didn't come in like, I don't know, some people, Madonna, and make political statements and wear eye patches. She just came in, rocked the house,
just completely let that
really,
one go,
really good, and left.
I must tell you what also struck me was that you couldn't fake this, Rolene. This was the real deal. I mean, I wondered, the cynic in me, was she paid to be positive? Thought, you, no ways.
Why would she
no
need to be
ways.
Paid to be positive?
Well, that's just
Does
what
anyone
came
get paid
through.
To be positive? Because then I want to get in that too.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Honey.
I'm sure there
it's
are.
It's J-Lo.
But this was
it's
for real.
J-Lo can be, J-Lo is J-Lo. She, you know, she is the most powerful or most iconic celebrity or star at the moment. She is a triple threat. Well, I think she is. I think she's bigger than some of the others we have around. You know, she's somebody who's on TV. She's in the theatre near you.
Yeah,
she's touring. She's
yeah, yeah. Sure. I got it.
She wasn't wearing too many clothes, though. That's for sure.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you something. With those abs, if I turn 50 and have those abs, I'm
you'd also be flaunting
those unitards. You heard it here.
Okay, Rolene, talk to us, because Kathy and I were debating this in the first hour. What is going on with the Cyprus story? What is the girl claiming and not claiming as at now?
Okay.
Yeah, because I'll just give you the background, Ro, because very quickly, I saw a headline this morning that she was claiming that she was forced to make the statement True. By the cops and that she wasn't allowed a lawyer. Simon says
well,
that he read a headline that says
is one of the stories making the news that she was arrested on suspicion of filing a false gang rape accusation. The judge last week who remanded her into custody said, you know, because of your false accusations, you led to the unnecessary arrest of the, you know, the 12 Israeli boys. Now she is saying, or at least her
And
the
they're all suing her.
Saying,
they're suing her for 50 million. What's it?
I've got no idea. I didn't know that.
$60,000. No, they're suing her in euro.
Individually, they're suing her.
What is quite interesting is that by Israeli law, and Israel, in fact, were the first country to pass this law, revenge porn, which is what her lawyer is claiming she is a victim of, revenge porn is illegal in Israel, and that is the disseminating of this kind of footage, you know, on any kind of platform. And the footage has been circulated on WhatsApp groups and on various porn sites. I mean, I don't know why one would want to do that. That is despicable. But anyway, so she's claiming that. She's also claiming that she was coerced or she had to sign a confession under duress and that she was denied access to an attorney, as well as having her friends being threatened with arrest. So this story or this case is just getting more horrendous by the day. We still don't know what her name is. Her identity still has been protected, and apparently she was not told that she could leave the police station or given the option of leaving at any time. And unfortunately for both sides, none of these proceedings at the police station were actually recorded. So now there are allegations of conspiracy, and it's really, really getting beyond out of hand.
It's such a bizarre story. I mean, it's bizarre in that how often does somebody go to make a report at a police station if you're innocent and you don't take your lawyer with you? Do you know what I mean? You're filing the complaint.
Why would
a complainant need a... Yeah,
I don't know if she's backtracking. It's a story that's just getting uglier by the day.
She sounds like a delight. Anyway, Rolene Marks, we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Me and my unitard will catch up with you tomorrow.